broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Mama just killed a man.
The Constitution doesn't have a preamble.
It's embarrassing.
I mean, it's a sick sign of hate.
This is not a PR move. They're in trouble. They have crossed the line.
This will leave a foul taste in your mouth.
World famous Phil Hendry Show, every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch. And we take it places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. So they don't. And they won't. 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-7445. Next hour, our news hour, our news and whatever the hell it is. Our news hour, yeah. News and topic hour with Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard. This hour, we have Steve Bozell to talk with us about MTV's Skins. For those of you who are golfers, by the way... Yes, that's right. Golfers, when we hear that, we think of a kind of a golf competition called Skins. But obviously, this has nothing to do with that. This has to do with an MTV show, and it involves teenagers. It reportedly had executives at the cable station worried over whether or not some scenes in upcoming episodes might violate federal child pornography statutes. It's interesting calling it a cable station. It's more like a cable network. I don't know who wrote this. It's AP. No. Anyway, 877-876-PHIL at our website, philhendryshow.com. That's the strong right arm of the Phil Hendry Show, where our podcast can be heard each and every day. So tomorrow, head on over to our website or to iTunes and pick up a podcast of tonight's show. That's right. All of them downloads, as well as our classic podcasts, which are free, as well as the downloads that are available in our archives, more and more made every single day. We just loaded in another month of downloads yesterday. It's at philhendryshow.com. So here is the story. MTV's new show, Skins, reportedly had executives at the cable, quote, station, end quote, worried over whether or not some scenes in upcoming episodes might violate federal child pornography statutes. Another group shares their concern, the Parent Television Council, and they're asking now for a federal investigation. That's pretty heavy. Here in this clip from MTV's TV show Skins, Chris, the name of one of the characters, tells his friend how to lose his virginity.
It's embarrassing.
It's totally normal for a kid of 16 not to have had sex.
It's embarrassing.
So we go to a party, and we get some girl precociously splipped up. In her confused state, she comes to believe, however momentarily, of course, that you're attractive. And then...
Here is that a reality show? Because of these reality shows, they all sound like they're scripted now. Here is Brent Bozell of the Media Research Center and the Parents Television Council and God knows what else. This guy's with the Parents Television Council. Telling Fox News' Sean Hannity he's outraged over Skins.
This is not a PR move. They're in trouble. They have crossed the line in the way no TV show, to my memory, has ever crossed the line. This is a show about teenage, underage kids involved in drugs and alcohol and sex and orgies and you name the debauchery. It features underage children. They broadcast the fact that it is underage teenagers that they're putting on the air doing these things. And guess what? Here's one thing that will really get you. It's rated TVMA. That means it's rated for mature audience. That means it's rated for adults. This is a program they're giving to adults about children. You know what we call that, Sean, in the real world? It's called kiddie porn.
Stephen Bozell is a father, a construction contractor, and sometimes contributor to our radio show in Corona, California. Mr. Bozell, you have watched this show?
I did watch a episode of the show, yes, sir.
Tell me, all right, so you watched this show as a concerned parent.
The first time that I saw the show, it was on the television. My younger two were watching it. My son, Steve and April, were watching this program. And I had come in from outside, I think I'd been to out to the store, and I came in and they're watching a show called Skins, and I sat down and I thought, you know, this is pretty adult, you know, and I wasn't sure at that time that I wanted my kids watching it. And there were scenes in it that were, quite frankly, adult. And I've, you know, told my wife at the time, I said, but, you know, this has got me feeling, you know, as an adult man, I'm looking at some of these women, you know, and I'm thinking, if I was a single man, you know, I want to be, you know, having, you know, relations. And I told my wife, you know, because she wasn't going to get mad at that. It's just how I talk to her and everything, that I'd be, you know, I'd want to have relations. I found out the next day, and I made a note of it in a notebook, and I talked to my attorney. At approximately 10:30, I was speaking with Cliff Pettigrew, who's a member of one of my construction crews, who told me at that time that the actors on that television show, Skin, are underage teenage girls and underage teenage boys. And I said that I was shocked and I was ashamed. And he asked me at that time why. And I said, because you can well imagine if you've seen. And I asked him, did you see it? And he said, no, he hadn't seen it, but he heard that I had seen it. I'm a little bit nervous.
No, you're doing fine, sir. So you watched the show, and you thought they were adult actors?
I thought they were adult.
And you found out that they were teenage actors the next day from this coworker?
Yes, sir. And
now, you say you took a note because you were going to call your attorney?
I made a note at the time that Mr. Pettigrew told me. And he said that he had heard that I'd watched it, and so he wanted me to know. It was before, he said, before I do anything today, I want you to know that what you looked at last night were basically underage children. And you were telling us how you, you know, got interested, and you were probably, you know, you said you could be interested in one or two of them. And I said I did not know at that time that they were underage children. And he said, well, but you did say that you could be interested. And I said, and at that time I realized I told my wife that too. I called up my attorney and told her quite graphically and very, with total graphic, I was very graphic, and I said that I feel ashamed of myself because I saw this show and I was attracted to one or two of the ones I saw. And she said, why are you ashamed? I said, because now I find out they're underage. And she said, that's a problem. So what I'm basically saying about...
All right, so to sum up here, you feel this show is dangerous because you found yourself attracted to the actors.
Well, initially, yes, sir. And of course, when you find out that they're children, that you realize that you have been lied to and that you have been manipulated by the MTV television show, that at that time is when I did, at that time, then I did say to my lawyer that I would like to prepare some kind of an action against MTV.
And all right, so, Mr. Bozell, you realize that you have, and your name, by the way, you're not related to Brent Bozell, are you?
No, sir, I'm not.
All right, because these are two different men, but Mr. Brent Bozell of this media committee here believes that he has a complaint to file against the Federal Communications Commission. You believe you have a lawsuit against the producers of this show for what, sir? For
I believe that I have an emotional cruelty damages to my reputation. I had told, you know, and also the fact that I believe it's false advertising. I believe that it's criminal because you can't tell somebody, oh, this is an adult show, and, you know, take a look at that.
But you know that you're watching a show that's purportedly about teenagers, right?
Yes, sir. However, those could be adult actors.
Oh, okay. So if it was about teenagers, but they were adult actors, you don't have a problem with that?
I don't know, to be honest with you. I don't know. But I will tell you this. I would feel a lot better if I were being, you know, if I got interested in one or two of them, I would feel a lot better if they were adults. But the fact that they're, you know, underage, and the youngest actor on the show is 15, the main character who, right away, you know, the main character is nude and was nude from behind. and will be in future episode number 17. Tony, it's going to be in future episode 17, and he's seen nude.
So this young man is nude?
Yes, sir. And I'm here to tell you and anyone else in your audience that you see that, and, of course, you look at the young women, and you're going to naturally think, I'd like to, maybe, but you don't know. You think they're adults.
And so you're aroused by...
It's natural. Hold on for a minute. That is, it's natural to be aroused. It's going to happen. You don't want to. And it's not that you want to be aroused by a kid, but they're making it so they dress them up that way. In episode number 3, I'm told Tony, who's this 17-year-old, is going to be nude from behind, and he will have taken a Viagra, and that's the joke of the episode. So you keep getting forced to think about, him.
You're forced to think about him. What?
Well, I think any man or woman are going to be seeing him. He's 17. He's got no pants on, and he took a Viagra. So now you're imagining, what it looks like and everything. And that's what MTV is doing.
And all right. So the belief here is that MTV has forced you into being attracted to underage kids. Is there such a thing?
Absolutely, because they said that this was adults. They told me it was adult actors. I didn't even know it was supposedly about kids. I thought it was just about some college students. And then one of them is riding his bike home or something. And I suddenly went. So the point is that, I tell you, they got to warn people, because you're looking at a teenage girl and you're loving every moment of it, and you suddenly go, she's 15. So, and I don't think...
Do you think the average man is going to look at a show and see teenage girls and become aroused?
Oh, I think it's normal, yeah. I think it's normal.
And you really do. You think it's normal. Even a man who has daughters, even a man who's familiar with girls that age and what separates an adult man from a child?
Well, Mr. Henry, I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm just asking. If a guy sees that and becomes aroused by that, if he's an older man, doesn't he turn it off or reset his thinking?
No, you have to understand something. That MTV shows teens with that one boy had his pants off, and the other, and the girls all have large breasts. And there's no way that you can't be, be interested in that. And that's why I feel I've been manipulated into being attracted to child pornography by looking at the show.
All right, and you've talked to your attorney. 877-876-PHIL is the number here on the Phil Henry Show. 877-876-PHIL. Talking here with Mr. Stephen Bozell of Corona, California, and he's talking about this TV show MTV Skins. It's a show about teenagers. It shows nudity. There's sexual activity. And Mr. Bozell is basically saying to us that he's become decidedly attracted to or was sexually aroused by the underage actors in this TV show. 877, and by the way, it's not his fault. It's MTV's fault. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Not my fault.
Phil Henry.
Welcome back here on the world famous Phil Henry Show. We're talking about MTV's Skins. Stephen Bozell of Corona, California, a father and a concerned father at that, talking about this show Skins. You watch the show. You're not talking here about necessarily the young actors now. You're talking about your reaction and other men's reaction to this show, basically saying that maybe it's okay to be attracted to teenage girls.
Well, the message that I got from MTV when they showed this Eleanor, who is 15, And she's, I mean, I thought she was probably 20, you know, in her 23 or 21. The way she looked is that, obviously, this is, you know, some, I mean, that's, you know, I shouldn't say, but that's a piece of, you know, what. And I'm looking at that, and my wife told me, and also my daughter said, "Daddy, why are you looking? I said, "You know, I got no choice.
You're telling your daughter that you have no choice but to stare at a 15-year-old girl because she is sexual in nature.
Mr. Henry, you sound very judgmental. Have you seen some of what they got? I mean...
Sir, I can assure you that I've seen every kind of sexualized image of teenagers there is. I live in America. I live in a country right now that thinks it's fun to sexualize children. It's disgusting. It makes me want to throw up. But I got no choice. Just like you said, I got to stare at it everywhere I go. Now, you're looking at this on MTV, and you're saying what, sir?
Well, I don't think I like your inference.
What are you saying? That you're attracted to them?
I'm saying that MTV has given me no choice but to be aroused by the...
Oh,
no, not O, sir. Not O.
What does your attorney say?
My lawyer says that I have a case against MTV for making me want to be interested, or to find out, you know, I could be interested in Eleanor, and to find out.
You're interested in Eleanor. She's 15, and you're how old, sir? You're 41, right?
Yes, sir.
877-876-PHIL.
Well, you're going to just go to a phone call and leave me, you know, twisting in the breeze.
Yep. No, I, you made your point. I want to get to a phone call. 877-876-7445. Lynn in Mobile, Alabama. Go ahead, Lynn. You're on the Phil Henry Show here with Stephen Bozell.
I am so disappointed. If this is what our judicial system has come to, that this man has a lawsuit. First question is, when he walked in and supposedly his younger children were watching MTV and he saw this, why didn't he unplug it instead of sitting down watching it with them? Okay?
Because I wanted to monitor it. I wanted to monitor it and make sure I knew what was going
on. Oh.
I wanted to monitor it. Don't
you're
you
showing,
your
you're
children
showing are? Them, watching this with them, is showing them that this is acceptable behavior. And
but I didn't know.
I like to say, I don't care if you didn't know they were 15. Or 16, or 17. The fact is, you're watching television with your children showing partial nudity. That shows them this is acceptable behavior to you.
One more point.
If you have teenagers,
and that's when I got aroused about it.
Oh, that's even worse.
Really that
that's even
would,
worse.
I mean, well, here's the thing. It's sad that you would sit there with your children and get aroused, even if these kids are 20 or 21 or 22. You're showing them that you condone it, even if you were judging it, by sitting there watching it with them. And if you, my husband is a police officer, and let me tell you what, that kind of justice, I mean, you
no,
do not
No, because
have
this is on TV. This is on MTV, ma'am. This is on MTV. It ain't
this
no kiddie porn.
This is not on MTV. This is on
yeah, yes, it is.
In your head.
You can't arrest me for what's going on in my head, lady.
You
can't arrest me for
brother.
What's going on in my head.
And
your police officer husband, you should find out from your husband if he can arrest people for the things with this ain't no Nazi Germany or boy.
Well, you know what?
No, but Lynn, Lynn, I want to say something.
And it's always
I think Lynn's
Lynn's
making a good point. She's saying, what is going on in your head?
What's going on in my head is what MTV put there. Garbage.
Oh, please. Oh,
and
please.
I didn't.
That's ridiculous. Every sexual predator in this country blames it on somebody else. And I hope you get a jury. If this thing ever does go to trial, how ridiculous. I could ever sit on a jury like that. Take responsibility for your own actions, raise your own children, and this country will not be in the shape that it's in.
Ma'am, I bet you anything you have, I bet you anything you put your daughter in one of them little tiny kid beauty pageants, didn't you? Yeah, I bet you did.
Put my daughter in what? I can't hear you.
In a little tiny baby beauty pageant? You ever seen the baby beauty
pageant? Not baby, one. I raised two daughters.
Yeah, you put them in a baby booty.
All softball players, okay?
Oh, well,
good girls, good grades.
That's that's a whole other area.
Did not sexually exploit my children and raise them to be ladies. Okay?
No, you just taught them to play softball. It's a whole other kettle of fish.
Hey. All right, Lynn.
That's what they chose to do.
Exactly. Thank you, Lynn. Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-7445. We'll be back with Stephen Bozell and the TV show Skins. Is it child porn, and should he be getting aroused by it?
Phil Hendry.
Yeah, I should be.
Phil Hendry Show here, and from the El Pacifico here tonight, we have with us on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, Mr. Stephen Bozell, as he talks about his family and about this TV show Skins on MTV. If you don't know, it's a television program that follows the life and the times and the adventures of teenagers, but it has in it nudity, it has some sexual, you know, activity. It has, in other words, the representations of activities that one would consider to be pornographic kiddie porn, because these are underage actors. These are teenage actors engaged in this, and you're seeing nudity. What, Mr. Bozell, is this nudity again?
Yes, sir. It's on episode 7. They had this one kid, Tony, in his pants. He pulls his pants down, and you can see, you can see it. And also, he takes Viagra in that episode. And that's when, you know, boy, you can well imagine, because of his taking the Viagra, you imagine his, you know, it being, him being, you know, aroused and everything. And so I've gotten to the point now, because of MTV doing this, I told my daughter and I told my son, too. I said, I can't have your friends come over, because now I have been trained, or if you want to call it, you know, made to be thinking about teens as a sex object. And
now, wait a minute. Are you telling your kids that their friends are not safe around you?
No, sir. I'm not saying that. I'm saying I would much rather they not have their friends over, because look what MTV is doing to teenagers. And so, if I'm an adult, like any adult that's seen MTV, we're going to look at that show on MTV, and we're going to look at teenagers, and we're going to all of a sudden say, you know, man, I got a half hour. I got the afternoon. Let's see where it goes, you know, and that's the most unhealthy thing. And
I got the afternoon. Let's see where it goes. So you're talking about some kind of almost irrational thought process, not even remotely something you're in control of. Is that right?
No, you are in control of it, but you don't want to look at your daughter's friend and wonder, you know, if she's available, or, you know, what's her live-in situation. Or
How old is your daughter?
15.
15? You're going to look at a 15-year-old girl that way?
If you haven't seen the show that I'm talking about, Skins,
No, I have not seen it. I haven't, but I, and maybe I'm prejudging, but I have to tell you, unless it's some of the most powerful propaganda that's ever existed, these are not thoughts that I would think would come from just watching a show that, yes, its production, its intent, its script, its use of actors is immoral, but how that perverts you, I'm having a hard time understanding. Jennifer in Fresno, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, please.
Dude, you are sick. You are sick. I have a 15-year-old daughter, and if my husband, that's not her dad, saw a show like that, like, he would turn it off. He wouldn't watch it. You are sick.
Not her dad. What do you mean, not her dad?
It's not her dad. It's her stepdad, and he wouldn't even watch it.
That doesn't worry you? That doesn't worry you?
No, it doesn't worry me at all. He wouldn't
even watch it. You got a stepdad running around there?
He would be mad at me.
Yeah.
He doesn't watch. He hates I watch those shows. And he's like, what do
you watch?
Oh, so you watch them.
So you watch them.
I watch them, yeah. I like them, some of them.
You like to look at teenagers with their clothes off.
Excuse me?
That's what I'm talking about.
You know the show we're talking about, Jennifer?
I like to watch that. No, I don't like to watch that.
Well,
I'm not. I haven't
watched
it.
No, it's too late. You said you like it.
No. Yet. My daughter likes that show.
You said you like it. It's too late.
You are sick. You are so sick.
No, you're sick. You like to watch skin. You want to see a nude boy.
No, she said she didn't watch that show.
I've never watched Skins yet. My daughter watches it. I haven't watched that show.
Oh,
I watch a lot of shows.
Watches
on
nude
MTV.
Boys. Your daughter watches nude boys. This lady.
That is.
You're digging yourself
sick,
deeper.
Dude.
You're digging yourself deeper. You know,
you
every
are
time
so
you,
sick. If
no,
it arouses you, turn
your
it off.
Your daughter's watching it, and then her stepdad, who God only knows what he's about.
What?
Hold on,
I can't hear you. What did you just say?
I said that you're watching nude boys and your daughter too. Then the stepdad too would come on out there.
We can't hear you, Steve.
I don't stutter.
Yeah, you are stuttering. You are disgusting. You make me sick.
No, you're the one that said you want to watch it, not me. So you're, that's on you. That's on you. You blew it.
Oh, my God.
Bad.
No, you just need to try it off.
877-867-PHIL. Let's go over to James here in Houston. James, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, you know what? Why don't you do yourself a favor and not watch
My name is James.
Why don't you do your kids a favor and not watch that show with your kids? Because you're probably thinking about
James
watching that show with them. And another thing, too, that I think it's unhealthy.
My name ain't James, and I don't stutter.
We know you don't stutter.
Yeah, I know. You called me James.
I did. I'm sorry. I'm a little nervous talking on the phone.
That's
but
okay.
Did you hear what I
watch it with my
why
kid.
You,
have you seen it? Have you seen it?
Yeah, I'm still here.
No, have you seen that show, Skins? Have you seen that show, Skins?
I'm sorry?
Okay. 877-876-PHIL. Steve, you're asking people if they've seen the show. What's the point? You know.
Well, I mean, the point is, that lady said she watches all them shows.
No, but the point is, you're trying to, like misery loves company. You're trying to say, well, I got, I have company here. There's other people that like this show.
I'm telling you that there are more people that are watching Skins. You heard that one lady from Fresno. I don't even want to tear down what trailer park she lives in, but she says that she's got a stepdad there. She loves to watch those shows. Her daughter watches those shows. She's calling me sick. Probably a meth lab not more than 50 yards away from that.
All right, you can't characterize people like that. If you like to watch these shows, but the lawsuit that you're bringing against MTV, wanting to shut that down because you get aroused.
I'm telling you that I'm not the only one. And this show Skins, that shows teenagers. That lady just said she lets her daughter watch a show where the boy had his pants taken off. Okay?
What do you mean taken off? Did he take his pants off?
He did.
All right, and there's nudity.
Yes, there is. You better believe it. They had nudity, and then there's, and also they had him taking Viagra. What is that about? So when the kid turns around, there's John Holmes or whatever, I don't know. And so that has been a manipulation of me that's been going on, and also other people. And that's why I'm trying to warn people, and I talk to my attorney.
Well, the best of luck to you, man,
No, but good luck to that lady in the trailer park.
Yeah, well to whoever, because as long as you're looking at that program and you're looking at the people on that show the way you're looking at them, I don't think there's a judge in the world, man, that's going to hold against MTV. All right, next hour we have our news hour. Thank you very much, Mr. Bozell. 877-876-PHIL, world famous Phil Hendry Show.
This is the world famous Phil Hendry Show. Famous Phil Hendry Show.
Hello, Dr. Green Thumb. Paging Dr. Green Thumb.
Let's go to the Dr. Green Thumb report as long as we can here on the world famous Phil Hendry Show on this Friday night. Police officer accused of taking seized marijuana. A Winter Haven police officer, that would be Winter Haven, Florida, is accused of pilfering a marijuana bud following the department's seizure of marijuana plants from a home. Authorities say that the 36-year-old officer, a real dumbass by the name of Ricardo Flores, well, I mean, you gotta be, man, was just ending his shift at 7 p.m. Wednesday as detectives were unloading marijuana plants from a truck. As the evidence was being processed, an officer saw Flores take a marijuana bud from a plant and conceal it. When the officer reported what he saw, Flores was called back to the department. Officers recovered the stolen marijuana, and Flores was charged with burglary of a conveyance, petty theft, and possession of marijuana. Flores was suspended pending an internal investigation. Winter Haven Police Chief Gary Hester commended the officer who reported the incident, saying, "No one is above the law." Nice going, man. So that's the end of you being a cop, but maybe didn't want to be one anyway. Roswell third graders caught smoking dope. This is great. Roswell, New Mexico. Authorities in Roswell, you know, where everybody's concerned about aliens and Area 51 and all of that stupid-ass stuff. Well, guess what? The third graders, they're smoking weed.
Maybe they got it from an alien.
Maybe it's alien weed. Authorities in Roswell say two third graders at Berendo Elementary School have been caught by their principal smoking dope in a bathroom. When a responding sheriff's deputy asked one of the boys how many times he had smoked pot, the boy replied he has, quote, hit it hard a lot. Whoa! 8 years old, man. Chavez County Sheriff's Lieutenant Britt Snyder told the Roswell Daily Record so they could put something on the front page other than, you know, little green men. The deputies have responded to calls about drugs at elementary schools before, but Snyder says the January 10th incident marked the first time he'd ever heard of third graders using drugs. According to police reports, Principal Kathleen Galloway doesn't want to press charges and will punish the children administratively through the school. Where are the parents? The sheriff's office contacted the Children, Youth, and Families Department to determine the case to be closed. Where are the freaking parents?
I don't know.
The ones that I'd be, you know, I'm in favor of throwing more of these parents in the joint. Cameron Diaz, I bought marijuana from Snoop Dogg. Yes. Narking out Snoop Dogg, Cameron Diaz has alleged that she bought marijuana from Snoop in high school. The rapper was in the year above the night and day actress at Long Beach Polytechnic in California. Long Beach. Diaz told George Lopez, host of Lopez Tonight, that meeting Snoop Dogg was her claim to fame prior to establishing herself as an actress. He was very tall and skinny, wore lots of ponytails in his hair, and I'm pretty sure I got weed from him. I had to have had, to have had, had, had to have had. Well, if you don't really know...
Yeah, what's he doing that for?
Nice going, man. You narked the guy out, and maybe you didn't even buy any of that smelly-ass skunk that you smoked. Anyway, I used to get into fights with boys more than girls. For some reason, boys like to fight me, she continued. Tee-hee. But one time in junior high, I had this girl come up to me in the locker room from behind and pull my hair. I had to shut her down. So this was just a general interview with George Lopez showing that she's a badass. And yes, she's got blonde hair, but her last name is... Diaz.
I love that Diaz, man. Look at that Diaz.
Whatever. Alleged marijuana traffickers called cops after their car is hijacked. Here is a real brain surgeon, if ever I heard of one. In Sinclair, Wyoming, if you're illegally transporting marijuana across the United States, do you call the cops? This is a question posed by Howard Parkhurst of the Denver Post. Do you call the cops if you're carjacked? Well, that dilemma faced two people Friday night as they hauled 170 pounds of high-grade marijuana from Utah to North Carolina. In the middle of Wyoming, the marijuana traffickers had their car hijacked. According to the Wyoming Highway Patrol, the victims decided to call the cops. As of Wednesday, three people are in custody, the man and woman who were allegedly transporting the dope, and one of the two male carjackers, according to Sergeant Stephen Townsend, spokesman for the Wyoming Highway Patrol. Townsend said that about 9 p.m. on Friday, troopers were told of the alleged carjacking. The victims said a couple of guys in a red SUV had taken their car by force. The victims had been left unharmed next to the interstate. So far, so good. A short time later, troopers spotted both the red SUV and the carjacked vehicle. The men were transferring bundles of marijuana from the car to the SUV. When the alleged carjackers spotted the cops, they sped away, tossing packages of weed from the SUV. At Rawlins, Wyoming, the SUV sped into town. One of the alleged carjackers jumped out. The SUV slammed into a snowbank, and the driver fled. The first of the alleged carjackers was apprehended with the help of the Rawlins Police Department. The second guy, he got away. Anyway, officials seized the marijuana, which has a street value of about $425,000. The sidewalk value, though, about $325,000. The rooftop value. Anyway, Townsend said that the two victims of the carjacking were allegedly transporting their illegal load, if you'll pardon the expression.
That's what she said.
Oh, shut up.
Shut up, man.
The illegal load from Utah to an unknown location in North Carolina. The Wyoming Highway Patrol has often has interesting, if not bizarre, cases. Yeah, I'll bet they do. You can't make this stuff up, said Townsend, as he scribbled in a notepad. Finally, cops. A 70-year-old Texas man ran a drug operation. The search of a 70-year-old man's home in South Austin led police to rake in drugs, a gun, and $87,000 in cash. With the help of a search warrant Wednesday afternoon, authorities got their hands on a one-quarter pound of marijuana and numerous prescription pills, which are considered controlled substances. In addition, they found a rifle and the stash of money. Michael Walter Moeller is charged with possession of marijuana and delivery of a controlled substance. And I remember when stories about elderly people smoking dope and buying and selling dope was very unusual, you know.
Yeah, I mean, because all of a sudden, it was like old people went from not liking it and selling it and everything.
Yeah, well, didn't nobody like old people smoke dope when you was coming up?
I wouldn't know the answer to that, bud, when I was coming up. The only old people that smoked dope when I was coming up were like former beatniks and stuff, you know.
What do you mean?
Well, just like cats that were, if I was a teen, like, you know, I don't know, man. Like cats that were like beatniks or something. So just people that were in the jazz thing in the 40s and the 50s, you know. Those are the only people who were smoking weed back then. And that was a very, very heavy, heavy charge. All right, so that's our Dr. Green Thumb report. And when I say a heavy charge, you know, they had... They had celebrity arrests, they all kinds of stuff back in the day. That you could get 20, 30 years. Easy. All right, 877-876-PHIL. We have a story here about the American Idol kids. Would-be idols throw down their best performances, and they are the least telegenic. Now, this is when you're really getting desperate for news. And, oh, my God, is American Idol getting desperate for news? They released this, and, of course, we'll run with it. And it is the following thing. The kids that are doing the best on this, the initial season of American Idol, are apparently ugly. That's what non-telegenic means. Now, why this is a story, Ruben Stoddard was a big, fat tub of guts. What made him so handsome?
No, I mean, why does that make him ugly?
What do you mean, why does that make him ugly? What is this story supposed to mean? But, you know, that the kids are non-telegenic. So here's the story. It says the second installment of American Idol's 10th season could have been called Revenge of the Nerds. Two of the Thursday's least telegenic would-be idols threw down the evening's most commanding vocals. That throwdown means they performed. You know, they're just working that to death. Threw down the evening's most... It's an old Wild West term that meant pull your gun, throw down. And nowadays it means either let's fight... Or it's just a far-out performance on American Idol. Nonetheless, threw down the evening's most commanding performance, vocals, in the week's second episode of auditions. It commanded a huge rating last night with 22 million. Was that a huge rating? People tuning in, the only show to come even remotely close was The Medalist, 15 million. Anyway... Brent Lowenstern, a 16-year-old avowed bullying victim, the high-pitched redheaded youth was called a nerd and a dork in school.
Well, okay. Ain't that the ones that sing good?
Pretty much, yeah. What is so far? I don't get the point of this story.
No, I don't either.
Every kid that is a success as an artist was a nerd or a dork. Later in the show, an unconventionally figured, meaning chubby, 15-year-old named Jace Badeau. Offered a gelato smooth version of Otis Redding. So they're really, really desperate for news over there. All right, let's listen now, folks. Here is American Idol. Before his audition, American Idol featured 16-year-old Brett Lowenstein in a segment that discussed being bullied as a kid.
I'm 16 years old. I'm a high school student, and I'm from Boca Raton, Florida. I would describe myself as just different, you know, like a red apple in a pile of green apples, you know? I like to stand out. Growing up, starting in about the third grade,
people would pick on me, and it would hurt a lot.
Uh-huh.
I was never really invited to birthday parties, and they would call me, you're a dork, you're a geek. It was really hard for me.
What about it?
I'm taking a sip of Coke, okay? That's how bored I am. Anyway, here he is singing.
Mama just killed a man. Put a gun against his head. Pull my trigger, now he's dead. Mama.
He sucks.
Oh, you know, man.
What are you talking about?
He stinks.
Make you cry.
Get out of here. Get out of here.
This time tomorrow.
Talking about, man, that's fantastic.
Carry on.
Nah, he stinks.
Carry on.
Oh, that's terrible.
Said nothing really matters.
Wow.
Stop.
Holy mackerel.
Two goose pimples and it's still morning. His speaking voice and then the voice that came out of you. And now I simply read because of the hair, but
the
also
hair
because
products.
Of the soul.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You were fabulous.
Oh, we got to the point he was fabulous. They told him to stop. They told him to shut up. They told him to.
I left my home in Georgia.
That's nasty, man.
Headed for the Frisco Bay.
The boys call it ball tapping.
Because I've had nothing to live for.
I would be wanting to smack you upside the head.
It seems like nothing's going to come my way. So I'm just going to sit on the dock of the bay.
Put that thing in your mouth.
Watching the tide roll away.
What did Randy say?
Put that thing in your mouth.
Sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
You think he's gay?
Oh, shut up. We'll be back. World famous Phil Hendry Show. Thanks very much, kids. And
put that thing in your mouth.
Phil Hendry.